I'm in heaven, I'm in heaven, I'm in heaven every time I think I am. I'm in heaven, I'm in heaven, I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven every time I think I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I am in heaven. Wow! What's heaven all about? Heaven is all about everything being in divine order. Simple. Everything is in divine order. Can you say for yourself that everything is in divine order? Can you say for yourself that you are a very happy, happy, happy person? If you can say for yourself that you are a very happy person, that you like yourself, that you like your world, that you like all of the people in your world, that you like all the circumstances in your world, and that you like every experience you have in your world, and you like all of the way everything acts in your world, if you can say that, you are truly in heaven. Now, you say, but I can't say that because there are these things and those things. Well, these things and those things, how interesting. If we give them names, and this is what makes good storytelling, you give things names, but if we give these things names, then we empower them to be an experience. And if we don't give them names, if we don't give them recognition, then we don't empower them. Then we don't experience them. Then we don't have them as something in our world. Now, what do you want? What sort of experiences would you like to have in your life? What sort of experiences would I like to have in my life? Would I like to have experiences that are uplifting and happy and hearty and healthy? Would I like to have experiences that are always fulfilling? Would I like to have experiences that delight me and tickle me to my toes and make me think, wow, this is wonderful. Oh, this is so great. This is so super. And every moment I'm just giggling from within, and I'm tickling from within, and I'm happy as can be. And wow, that sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it? Well, when you live in heaven, when I live in heaven, that's the thing that I experience 100% of the time. 100% of the time, whoever experiences anything loving and good and happy and joyful 100% of the time. Well, if that is the only type of thought I hold in my mind, thoughts of love and joy and peace and harmony and goodness, if I live in unconditional love, where I make no judgment about anybody or anything, my goodness sakes, that's paradise, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, that is paradise. That's heaven. No judgment. That's heaven. Oh my. Looking at everything and just delighting in it, seeing everybody and just delighting in them, just seeing the magic of all the world and delighting in it. My goodness. Can I count the green leaves on the tree and not the dead leaves? Well, what's wrong with the dead leaves? Nothing. They're perfectly fine too. They're part of the ebb and flow of the nature of the plant. And they're not good, they're not bad, they're just an is. Ah, when we begin to look at life as an is, without judgment, when we begin to look at life as an is, as joyful and wonderful and a revelation of its purpose, its goal, its direction, then life becomes a more beautiful, a more heavenly experience. Are you ready for that heavenly experience of life? Are you ready for that inner illumination of who and what you are? Well, I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven. Now the song goes, I'm in heaven when I look into your eyes. And now we change that and we say, I'm in heaven. When I look into my eyes, everything I see and do and am is great. I'm in heaven when I'm one with myself. Now, not quite the melody or the words that were, but when I am one with myself, I'm in heaven. When I am in paradise is when I am just so happy, and I look at things and I say, isn't this wonderful? And I should stop that, isn't this sort of thing. This is wonderful. This is glorious. This is super. Yes, I'm in heaven when I recognize that my world is very special. I recognize that my world is an outstanding world. My world is a delightful world. My world is a revealing world. How can we get into heaven? Where do we find the doorway to heaven? Well, the doorway to heaven is in our heart, if we want to use that idea. But the doorway to heaven is in our heart. And when you're looking from your heart at your creation, your world, everything that's around you, it'll be great. It is great because you created it. And it's a reflection of you. You see, you didn't only create it. It's a reflection of you. It's a reflection of who you are. So when you look at the world around you, it's a reflection of the joy in your own heart. It's a reflection of the joy in my heart. It's a reflection of the bubble that I have in me. I look through that bubble and I see everything outside. Super duper. Oh, I see it so wonderful. I enjoy it so much. I was sitting at my desk this morning and it was early and I had let a little time pass as I was sitting there. And Rex had not yet been fed. And so Rex, my golden retriever, just walks up to me and he wags his tail and he puts his nose in on my legs and he says, "Hey, Dad, isn't this a wonderful morning?" He doesn't beg for food. He doesn't say, "You forgot my breakfast." He said, "Isn't this a wonderful morning?" He says, "Oh, I feel so good." And he sort of snuggles in on me and he puts his nose on further and he's wagging his tail and he's happy. And I look at him and I say, "Rex, you are wonderful." And I snuggle with him, and we feel so good together. And I say, "Rex, you are such a great guy." And he looks down instead of up, and he sort of tickles me with his ears. And he doesn't look into my eyes asking, begging for anything. He's just snuggling in for more warmth and more love. I created him as pure love. And then the inspiration came to me. "Oh, it's time for your breakfast, isn't it?" And so I said, "Breakfast," and he just snuggled his head deeper down. He didn't even lift it up and say, "Yes, yes, yes." He said, "Whatever you say, Dad. I'm your creation. I'm your reflection." And so we got up. I fixed his breakfast for him, and he ate with enthusiasm and joy. And as soon as he finished eating, he went outside, got himself a good long drink of water, and then he went about his morning business. He's in heaven. I'm in heaven. He's in peace within himself. He knows he doesn't have to beg for anything. He knows he just comes and shares love, and in the sharing of love, other beautiful things will come into his life, like his wonderful breakfast and his wonderful petting, and it's wonderful caring, and it's wonderful loving. Yes, I'm in heaven. Every time I look out with my eyes and I see the world that I've created, I'm in heaven. Every time I look at every reflection, I'm in heaven, because that's me. That reflection is what I'm thinking, what's in my heart. What makes my world go round? I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven when I hear the music that I choose. And there are some music that I'm not too powerfully enjoying. And so I go to my music selection on my iTunes and I uncheck them so that when it's time for them to play in their rotation, they don't play. Only those pieces of music that put me in heaven, that reflect my heaven, that show me that I am indeed in heaven. I uncheck those pieces of music that are not thrilling to me. I do not hear them. They're there. I do not see them. They're there. I do not know them. They're there. But they're not in my world by my choice. I choose in my world all those things that reflect who I am. And I am peace. I am love. I am harmony. I am goodness. I am all that is. And it's a wonderful thing to be. I'm in heaven because that's my choice. I choose out of all the universe, out of all the possible experiences, all the experiences that are positive, all the experiences that are uplifting, all the experiences that are revealing the divine within me. I know who I am. I know who I am, and I am who I am. I know who I am, and I like me the way I am. And I'm in heaven all the time. I don't go outside of myself for heaven. I don't go looking for heaven anywhere. I don't try to say, that was heavenly or that is heaven. I am in heaven. I am the nest of heaven. I am the home of heaven. I am the center of heaven. I am the bliss of heaven now. And you, my beloveds, I can only call you my beloveds because I do love you dearly. You, my beloveds, you are heaven too. Because you are my reflection, and you always will be. And you will always be heaven in my light, in my sight, in my eyes, in my world. And I love it. I love you. I love you. I love you.